Hey, I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
I saw the first half of The Rock.
I saw the second half of The Rock.
And this is the other half.
Hey, guys.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Other Half.
How's it going? It's going good?
It's going good. Hey, audience, how are you doing?
How are you doing? Please respond.
We're going to wait for you to respond.
We're going to put a poll out.
Right. But yeah.
We watched The Rock.
We watched The Rock. I had never seen this movie. This is apparently Michael Bay's first directorial.
Yes.
This is the directorial debut.
Yes. And it's on Alcatraz, which I didn't know for some reason.
That's why it's called The Rock.
Oh, yeah. Like Alcatraz is nicknamed
It's
the
called
Rock.
The Rock.
I thought it was The Rock because it was just like there was like a special stone. And they had to get it. See, this is why I don't look up plots in movies. It makes it way more fun to imagine what it is.
Were you at all confused during the second half?
Yes.
Okay, thank God.
I was mad confused.
I honestly
had no, like, that's why I have so many notes here.
Uh-huh.
I had no idea what was going on.
You had no idea.
You want to know where I started off at?
I do, because I do know where you started off, but go ahead and tell the audience.
The first thing I saw was everyone sneaking through these sewers.
Yep.
And I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, we're going up the alley sewers. And I'm like, oh no. And they're like, it's a trap. And I'm like, okay. And then everyone just dies. Every single person dies.
Yeah, yeah.
Except Sean Connery and Nicolas
Cage.
Yeah. I feel like
all of them die.
All of them.
Every single person. I'd like to see we get connected to these characters, but like hardly.
Okay.
Like none of them are given any kind of screen time.
Was there like sort of like a vaguely Asian looking fellow?
Yes.
And he did this thing where he's under the sewers with everyone else,
mm-hmm.
but he hears everyone getting murdered and he goes, I gotta get him. I gotta be a hero. They're like, don't. And Sean Hart's like, don't you go, Sean. And he just like runs up and goes up these sewers
uh-huh.
and gets shot right in the face.
Whoa!
And then you see his body flip back from the ladder and he just is right in front of Nick Cage's and Nick Cage's like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. So, I don't know. It was weird.
Nick Cage sounds like Mr. Hankey from
I don't know how to do
Selig.
A Nick Cage thing. Yeah, he does.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm Nicolas Cage.
Oh, I'm dying now.
Oh, the bees.
Not the bees.
Did you enjoy the last half of the movie?
Yes.
Even though you were confused horribly?
Yes. It was
good. Did you have any plot? Like, could you follow any of the plot?
I eventually gathered it, so.
Okay, yeah.
Let me try and explain it.
Go ahead, and then I'll explain what the actual first half of the movie is.
So, I think that there was basically this guy took hostages,
mm-hmm.
and he was a crazy kind of like Marine, ex-Marine. I don't know if he's ex-Marine or current Marine. No, he's current Marine. I think I mentioned that. He's current Marine, like a colonel? I don't know, high-ranking officer.
Right.
He is like, I'm just going to go and take over a bunch of people and get a bunch of money.
Okay.
And like he
Why did he want to do that, you know? Like why he wanted the money?
No, I have no idea why he wanted the money.
Okay.
So then he gets all these, like, not really like warheads, like bioweapons
mm-hmm,
and missiles
mm-hmm.
and puts them all over Alcatraz. And he mm-hmm. also has all these people stuck in Alcatraz and like ransom and give me all this money or I'm going to start shooting missiles and killing hostages.
Right.
That's, I think, what happened. So, am I right?
Pretty close.
Okay.
Okay. Why is Nicolas Cage there?
Nicolas Cage is a bioengineering man.
How'd you get that?
Because he said it at one point. He said it, and Nick Cage's like, what are you doing here? And he's like,
That sounded more like Sean Connery.
That's actually who I meant to talk. That's actually who I meant to say, but I said Nick Cage instead.
Yeah. Nick Cage said, hey, what are you doing
what
here?
What are you doing here?
Shaking, not stirred. I like my bees. Shaking, not stirred.
My bees.
How did it get burned?
Where are you, Alva? I just sound like Bane. The point is, yeah, anyway, Sean Connery's like, what are you doing here? And he's
right.
Nick Cage is freaking out. He's like, I have like, you know, 3 weeks of weapons training while Sean Connery is this apparently convict
yes.
who's been convicted for like a bunch of years.
Mm-hmm.
Not 60 years, obviously.
A long time.
Many years for not producing this microfilm. He had microphone. This is like something you have
this
not
heard. I didn't know.
So he was put in prison for holding this microfilm that had like a bunch of sensitive documents on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he would not give it up. He's actually SAS.
Oh.
I believe, or whatever. I think that's the British equivalent of like super soldiers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's one of those
guys.
I
have no idea. I'm just saying. Yeah.
And he's basically doesn't give up this microfilm. And they're like, all right, well, you're going to go in prison forever. And then they're like, I don't know why he's out, though. Like, the reason he's in the mission is because he knows Alcatraz
yes.
or anyone else because he was locked in it for so
and
long.
And he escaped. He's the only person who escaped.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's exactly
that's
why.
The reason he's there.
Mm-hmm.
And you got. Nick Cage, he's there because he's a bioweapons guy. Mm-hmm. And the thing that, so Ed Harris is the bad guy.
Yes.
He is
and
right.
And that dad from Horns.
Is he?
He's in the movie too. He's hanging out with the bad guy.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah,
I didn't recognize him. Yeah. They have Dr. Cox from Scrubs is in there too.
I didn't recognize him either.
Oh, well, he's in that. Mm. Yeah. So anyway, Ed Harris. Here's how the movie opens. Our first person that we meet is Ed Harris.
Okay.
The villain of the movie is the first person we meet in the movie. And we are introduced to his motivation, which is this. He did lead a bunch of like Marines on covert black ops missions that the U.S. government put out, and their families or basically those people who went on those black ops missions died and were not given any kind of financial retribution. And they weren't given a military burial, and they were basically ignored by the United States Army.
Right.
And he's like, that's not right. So
fair enough.
The whole reason he's there, the whole reason he took hostages and stole bioweaponry to basically murder a bunch of people in San Francisco is so the U.S. government can give money to those families. That's his motivation.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense, because at some point during the movie, things happen.
Mm-hmm.
People, all the other people he's with, he's the only one who kind of has moral grounds,
because
he launches a missile.
Yeah.
He's able to launch a missile, even though Nick...
Wow, he actually launches a missile?
A missile.
Wow.
It starts going toward the Oakland Raiders game. He's going to blow up the stadium. But then he's like... change of heart, because they were like not paying the money, and he's like, change of heart. He like misdirects it at the end and misdirects it to the ocean.
So he's actually not a bad guy.
He's not a bad guy. He's just a bad guy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's like, he's like the dad in Big Hero 6.
Yeah. I remember that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You weren't horribly drunk during that film.
No, that was not at all. I remember that movie great. Moving on. The thing is at one point, the other people he's with, the other Marines, they start freaking out, like, we just want money. Give us money. And then, like, this whole thing happens where he gets murdered.
Ed Harris is murdered by the rest of the Marines.
They turn into this huge firefight.
Interesting.
And then Nick Cage and Sean Gunner are sitting there watching, like, all right, let's come in and mop up. And then just run in and just shoot everyone else.
Wow.
And
does Nick Cage actually, like, fire weaponry and, like, kill people?
A couple times. He's not very good at it.
Right.
But he does.
Because he's a bioweapon guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else you got, man?
All right, here's my question.
Yeah.
Was Nicolas Cage hilarious in this movie?
Nah.
Really?
It was okay.
You missed out on a lot, my friend. He overacts the shit.
He does overact.
He overacts.
I don't know if it was hilarious, but he overacts.
Oh, it's so funny. Like, oh, man. Like, when he's first introduced, he is, he's sitting in his office because he's basically like he's a special guy who works for the like U.S. government for like bioweaponry. Mm-hmm. He's sitting in his office and he's like shooting Rube Goldberg machines that he clearly made in his office.
Oh, okay.
And he's sitting there and he's finally like this. Basically, the way that the script tells you what his name is that literally a person from the U.S. Postal Service shows up and goes, hey, we have a package here for so and so. I don't even remember Nicolas Cage's name. I just am going to call him Nicolas Cage.
I don't remember his name.
I don't remember either. And so he's like, "Hey, I have a package here for Nicolas Cage." He's like, "Oh yeah, that's me." And it's a Beatles. It's a Beatles record.
Okay.
And he's like, "Yeah, I'm a Beatlemaniac." And he's like, "I got a Beatle. I paid $400 for this record. $400." Wow. So not only is he a Beatles maniac, that's one thing we know about him. He's also a hipster. Because he prefers
early hipsters.
Very early, very early hipsters.
I forget. I didn't think I looked up the date.
I didn't look up the date either. I did so terrible. Little preparation for this film. I kind of enjoyed watching this movie.
I liked it a lot.
You know what?
It wasn't like the plot was dumb, but it was enjoyable enough. And that's some pretty good, there's some pretty good set pieces. For example, at one point, they fall into a mine shaft.
Whoa.
And Sean Connery and Nick Cage are riding on a mine. Trying to get off, and then eventually it falls off, and one of them's hanging, and there's a whole scene, and it's crazy. And then eventually they get in these other upper mine shafts, and they start going around, and
there's a mine shaft at the bottom of
Sean Connery knows where it is.
Yeah, why would there ever be mines?
I don't think it's a mine shaft. I think it's just like a tunnel.
Okay, but they're in like little.
There's like a weird
cart thing.
It's like
Indiana Jones too,
but it's not really a cart. It's kind of like a flat thing. Yeah, it's totally like Indiana Jones. It was like, but that was actually a mine with mines.
Yeah,
people mining.
That's
what
I was like.
Children labor.
Yes,
child labor. Children labor. There was multiple children. Or children laboring.
There's a lot of good set pieces. There's because it takes place in San Francisco. They have this great scene where Sean Connery is trying to escape because he's an escape convict. Basically, he's really good at escaping, and he's trying to escape because they have him. And he escapes them, and he's like driving around San Francisco, and he seriously runs into a trolley, and the trolley is like knocked off of its tracks, on top of a large hill.
Whoa.
And then it rolls down the hill and it almost crashes in Nick Cage in his car.
That's pretty awesome.
It's a great scene. And it actually is really like actiony.
There's some pretty
really
cool scenes with them running around the sewers after they realize everyone's been executed.
Mm-hmm.
They start getting bombs thrown at them because they eventually realize that there's a rat for some reason. Oh, what was the reason?
There's a rat?
Well, they said that they didn't kill everyone. Like they realized they thought they murdered everyone in that pit. But
wait, the good guys or the bad guys?
The bad guys thought they murdered all the good guys in the pit.
Okay, okay.
But I'm trying to remember why they figured out. I think. Oh, it was because all the equipment was stolen off one of the bodies or something. Oh, they went underground to check the one guy and who died and flipped over and mm-hmm. looked right at Nick Cage. They took all his like equipment so they could communicate still with the outside world.
Mm.
So that's how they realized, like, where's all his equipment? Oh, there's more people. So they started throwing all these bombs just in the sewer, just tons of bombs. And this guy's like, this one's going to explode big.
Let me ask you this question, actually, because this is a thing. This is brought up earlier in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So Ed Harris takes a bunch of people hostage inside of Alcatraz.
Yeah.
And he takes all the people hostage.
Yep.
And then they're setting up all the bombs.
Yep.
Now, Dr. Cox from Scrubs, which you clearly didn't recognize in this film.
I know.
He's like, he's got, and I wrote this down because it literally made no fucking sense when I watched. I had watched this scene twice because I didn't understand what he's talking about. And I still don't. So he says, I got an anti-motion tumbler device. And the guy's like, so what does it do? And this is his literal, this is a quote from him. This is what he says. So we head fake him with the laser beam. And then if they disturb Mr. Backup here, we own him. Does any of that make any sense as to what goes on later in the movie? Nope. No.
Let's see.
Is there any kind of anti-motion tumbler device which fakes that, which head fakes them?
What is head fakes?
I don't know. I think that means it'll distract them.
Now,
but this character,
you're asking my memory, man.
Yeah,
you're asking.
Right. I know.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah. There's a lot of insane. Like,
there is a pretty good scene where so there's a weird thing. The rocket. The rockets had the biochemicals in them, and Nick Cage is disarming them.
Right.
So he's taking out these weird things that look like Christmas ornaments outside.
Those are the things.
Yeah, those are the things. So he's taking them out, and he's just, you know, doing all that stuff, and he's like, don't touch this, Sean Connery. Like, make sure this is crazy, you know, keep everything calm.
Mm-hmm.
He takes one of those at one point, and some guy's about ready to kill him, and he shoves it in his face.
Whoa.
He shoves it in his face, and the guy, like, freaks out, gets all these, like, burns, and, like, just goes crazy because, you know, he's just about it. The thing was, he mentioned that even, like, one of those would kill, like, most people in the room, so I was like, why isn't Nick Cage dying?
That's an absolute good point.
But then he stabs himself, and I thought he was just committing suicide because I had no idea what he was stabbing himself with. It turns out, actually, I have no idea what it was.
No.
I was going to say, it turned out it was, do you know what it is?
Yes.
Is there certain, okay, because I need to know that.
Now, okay.
Tell me now. What that was, because he did not just kill himself.
He didn't just kill himself. He lived, right? Because he had a girlfriend that he had to go back to.
Yeah, of course. He lived.
So, okay. I honestly don't know what it is. I just know that they said, if you get in contact with it, stab yourself with this.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
At least they did that earlier.
If there is a way for you to circumvent being hurt by this thing, why didn't they just make it airborne? Like, you know, if the villain, like, has this, like, if the villain succeeds,
maybe
why not make...
Because
or you, why you have
you have to inject into the bloodstream, man. You can't inhale it.
Because there's
I don't know.
Well, there's a couple of things that I'm going to point out.
Maybe
here.
It has horrible side effects.
Ed Harris gave them 24 hours to give them money, or else he's going
what
to
if
bomb.
He has everyone severe diarrhea.
No. If he gave the U.S. government 24 hours,
mm-hmm.
to give them money, or else he's going to send this to there. Why not? Here's a crazy fucking idea when you have a 24-hour time frame. Evacuate everyone in San Francisco. How is that not the first thing that comes to your fucking mind?
Have you seen San Francisco? There's a lot of people in there. There's a lot of people, man.
You have 24 hours. You have an entire day
to
evacuate everyone.
Do you know how slow
everyone.
People move? Do you know how much they don't care?
Hey, you know what?
Do you
if
know
you
any hipsters
don't leave
are going to get
Francisco,
in accidents?
You're going to die of a horrible biological disease. Leave.
So you're
going
to cause panic? So everyone's going to panic, freak out, run around.
You have 24 hours. That's what I'm saying.
Lose their fixed gears in the road, get muni, whatever that thing is, going to get, people are going to crash.
Yeah.
So it's just not going to work, man. You can't evacuate a city like that in 24 hours. You need at least a week.
I think 24 hours is plenty of time to evacuate San Francisco.
There's because there's bridges going in, man.
I guess
there's
you're right.
There's little thin bridges.
Shit,
you can't
about the bridges.
Knock everyone out. That's crazy. That's a dumb idea.
I think evacuation is at least a better idea than just like sending this ragtag group of people you don't trust 100%.
Also, no one, here's the thing. People didn't believe he was going to do it because everyone knew he's Sean Connery looked at him and like they had a at one point he was bluffing to make sure Nick Cage can run around and get turn off more disable more warhead or I guess I don't call them warheads. He comes up to him at one
Ed Harris.
He comes up to Ed Harris at one point and is like just looks at him and it just has like this conversation. It's like, why are you doing this? Like you could be doing so many other things. And
you could be making me a drink. You could be sure. Yes.
And he's just like, and eventually he leaves at some point. And Nick Cage gets captured. They both get captured. But then they're supposed to be sitting in prison because it's, you know, big prison. And he's just like, he's not going to do it. He's a soldier, not a murderer. And a soldier has a code. And, you know, it turns out he is. He just wants to do that. And eventually at one point he says, all right, guys, we're just going to release all hostages and not get any money.
This is bullshit.
This is just dumb.
This is, and let me tell you why this is bullshit. Why? First scene of the movie, he's stealing the biochemicals from a U.S. Army base, and he feels no remorse murdering fellow U.S. Army people to get to that bioweaponry.
Maybe they're all dirty, man.
Yeah,
they're all dirty cops, dirty military cops.
We don't know. They don't seem fucking innocent to me.
All right, they probably are.
Yeah,
that's but just, it's different than murdering like everyone in San Francisco.
Yeah, you know, murder one innocent person, murder.
It's a whole different than killing a million.
See, that's another thing that really, like, I found hilarious. So, like, all the government people, right? Because they're trying to weigh their options. Like, should we give them money? Should we not give them money? And so there's this one guy. He's, like, a younger guy. And they've been shitting on this young guy this whole time. He's, like, 30 years old. And he's like, well, what if we don't give it to him? Like what will happen if we don't? Like, let's say that they drop this bomb. How many people are going to die? How many people will die? And one of the analysts is like, oh, 60 or 70. And he goes, 60 or 70, that's not that bad. And he immediately goes, 1,000. 60 or 70,000. You didn't let me finish my sentence.
Wow.
And it's like, no, you reached a natural conclusion to that sentence. You're just being an asshole right now. You're just trying to make me look like a heartless asshole, you dick. I really hate it. Like, there's a great line near the end of the movie, or near the end of my section of the movie.
I was going to say.
Where Sean Connery literally says, looks like you're between the rock and a hard case, detective.
Oh, I was going to say, Sean Connery actually has some pretty good lines in
this.
He
produced the movie.
He did.
He produced the film. He actually put money into this film.
You know what this made me think is it was, it just made me feel like we miss Sean Connery.
I do. The last movie I saw him in, most recent movie at least, was, The Gentleman,
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
That movie was not that great.
No, it was terrible. I really haven't seen him in anything else. And honestly, I as long as he's in nothing like League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, I don't mind seeing him in anything else until he finds a good project.
He was
project.
Also in The Rock, like not too long before that, wasn't he?
No. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen was like, it wasn't recent, but it was like in the 2000s. I feel like The Rock was in 1999.
Well, The Rock also, no, it came out in 96. I looked at it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also looking for... They don't have any here, so I'm going to screw this quote up. But there's the best quote from Sean Connery.
Okay.
Which is, he's complaining... Nick Cage complaining about like being like what, like what not doing that well. He's like, we're going to be winners here in the end. Mm. And Nick Cage is like, are you a winner? And he's like, yeah. He's like, well, what are you... I'm going to mess it up. And everyone's going to hate me.
Do it. Nobody cares. This is The Rock.
No, people love The Rock, dude.
Yeah, people do like The Rock. It's on the really Criterion good. Collection.
Really? Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Weird.
Isn't that insane?
Anyway,
sorry,
he goes, winners don't go home empty-handed. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen. That's the greatest line. That is so good. And I'm pretty sure I messed it up. But he does say, winners go home, fuck the prom queen, which is hilarious.
Yes.
Because Sean Connery's the best.
Connery is pretty great.
He's pretty great. No, he's the best.
He is the best.
He's not as good as Brandon Fraser.
Isn't it weird that there's now two movies where Sean Connery... No, wait. I'm mixing it up. Cut that. one thing...
All right.
One thing I found interesting. This is probably me digging a little deep. So we have Nick Cage, right?
Oh, dig deep, Mike.
I'm digging deep. Nick Cage is a Beatlemaniac.
He loves Beatles?
He likes the Beatles.
Okay. I was like thinking like actual bugs. Like this is a budget collection. Okay. He likes the Beatles.
Right?
Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So later on, when they get Sean Connery out of prison, he's got this really long hair. And Nick Cage goes in and he's like, I like your hair. It's very grungy. He's like, what's grunge? And he's like, it's music. It's kind of music. And then later on, they talk to Ed Harris and he brings up Led Zeppelin. What are the Beatles, grunge, and Led Zeppelin? Rock. The different forms of rock. What's the name of this movie, my friend?
You look way too deep in movies.
It's called The Rock.
You're right. It's called The Rock.
Yeah.
There's no Dwayne Johnson, though.
There's no. Well, I'm sure.
I don't think he was around that.
I don't think he was that big. I think he was just a pebble back then.
This you're podcast not seeing this, is over. This podcast is over. This podcast is over. He's like dancing. He's just, this is horrible. This is worse. Just want to go back to drinking your thing and chewing in the microphone with ice. How about that? I liked you better when you did that. Let me tell you another cool scene.
Go ahead.
At one point, Nick Cage has a disarmed rocket and a man is standing in front of it. And he's like taunting him. He's like, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. And has his knife and all this stuff. He's like, I'm not going to use my gun, man. I'm just going to murder you. And Nick Cage is like, why don't you just... Oh, God. I'm forgetting all these quotes. These are all so good. I should have wrote them down.
I wrote down all the quotes.
I tried. Yeah, sure. I'm going to have to do that next time.
Yeah.
Basically, long story short, he's taunting Nick Cage. Nick Cage says, F that. Time to rocket off to space. And he hits a button and he shoots the rocket off because the guy is standing in front of it. And he launches him out of Alcatraz.
Whoa!
Not out of, like, out of the prison. And he lands on a... fence, chain link fence, and like right through his gut.
Whoa!
It's like, whoa, that's
awesome.
Crazy and dumb.
There was a lot of great action in this movie. I mean,
there
clearly, because it's Michael Bay.
I don't think Michael Bay is a good action director. He just does action. I
don't
think he's good at it.
That's
though.
A good point. That's a good point.
Like Transformers is terrible. You don't know what's going on.
It's actually kind of funny because they have this whole car chase scene with Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery, and you can tell neither of them are in an actual car. They just have like a wheel in front of them and kind of like the background of a car, and the camera's just like shaking around. Like, you can tell they aren't on the streets. You know what I mean?
The streets of San Francisco.
Like, you see the car on the street and then you cut to them in the car and you can tell like there's no background. There's like flashing going on all over the place. It's really awkward and you can really tell. I have a question.
Yeah.
And notice, by the way, we basically laid out the plot of this movie like that. There was
a pretty simple plot.
It's very straightforward.
It's simple. Not a whole lot of twists and turns. That's it.
It's very straightforward. And yeah. I just want to point that out. There's one thing that I did leave out.
It's also,
which
it's
you
a
probably,
long movie. 2.5 hours?
How long? Like, I had to watch an hour and 8 minutes.
Yeah.
That's insane right there.
Yeah.
Okay. But one thing I wanted to bring up that I haven't brought up yet, and you probably aren't aware of, Sean Connery has a daughter.
Yeah, I don't think that ever comes up.
Never?
He might mention it offhandly, but I don't think he would. Oh, yeah, he does. He does. He mentions it.
Do you meet her?
No.
No, you never see her?
The only woman in the entire movie is Nick Cage's
wife. Girlfriend.
Girl.
Fiance.
Right. Okay.
Either way.
Sorry. Excuse me.
She's weird, right? She's a weird one.
She didn't say anything.
No?
She didn't say anything the entire time. She's just random shots of this woman just sitting there. And I was like, I don't know who that is. Like, it's like, who is that person?
Watching intently.
I'm like, who is this? I thought it was like, I actually thought it was one of the like an important hostage's like wife or something.
Yeah.
No,
not at all.
No.
You forget that there's hostages. They have to keep cutting back to show the hostages.
Yeah, like, what do we do with the hostage? Well, they almost kill one at one point.
Oh, wow.
They were going to bow right to, but then they didn't.
What'd she look like?
It was a guy.
I thought it was a girl.
Nope.
I was foolish.
Wow.
Sexist.
Come on.
They kept cutting to girls. Like, that was a bit, like, honestly, I was only aware of one guy in the whole hostage situation.
I guess. I don't know.
Well, go figure. They were in there for a really long time, too. I was kind of surprised.
It was quite a long time. So, I don't know how the movie ends? Or do you know you're not ready for that yet?
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
Okay, so clearly Ed Harris is murdered.
Yeah, I already spoiled that. That was not even at the end. That was like pretty. That was like
really.
That was like a halfway point of the halfway point.
Wow.
Third quarter.
Which is interesting because they hadn't gotten onto Alcatraz until halfway through the movie. The first half of the movie that I saw, of course, which is of course the first half of the movie, is them just setting everything up.
Yeah.
So when I was finished, I was like, oh. Ethan's going to be really confused because everything
is... I was very confused.
Yeah,
which... Like, initially, eventually I started piecing it together.
Yeah.
It was just like, ugh.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to assume that people in San Francisco didn't die.
Nope. No one died.
Go ahead and ruin it for me.
No, man. I want you to guess. Come on.
Okay. Nicolas Cage, guess the girl.
A girl? Just a girl?
The girl. The girl that he wanted. The girlfriend that he has.
He has her. So why does he want?
I don't know. Well, he lives basically. He lives.
Yes.
And it kisses her. I'm assuming. Does Sean Connery die? Does he like give his life up? Oh
no.
Does he escape?
Yes.
Ah, I knew it.
He escapes.
Couldn't
Nick Cage is
down.
Like, everyone's like comes back. He's like, where is he? Where is he? And Nick Cage is like, he was vaporized. I don't know. He's like, he got vaporized in the water, so he can't find the body. So he's died.
Vaporized.
Well, yeah, he said vaporized, and some guy walks up, is like, "Oh, vaporized? Oh, that's crazy." And then another guy walks up, is like, "Where is he? vaporized, huh? And, like, totally doesn't believe him. And he's like, yeah. And Nick Cage, like, says,
how,
like,
how could you get vaporized in the water?
He got vaporized over the water. I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
They had a lot of bombs on there.
I guess.
They shot a bomb to him, threw him
off. Did they blow up Alcatraz?
So what happened is at the very end, they are doing a part with, they feel like nothing's gone right because they lost radio contact with the two of them.
Right.
So they send in a airstrike.
No way.
They send in an airstrike. And
that was never their first idea.
Well, because they're going to blow up Alcatraz and kill all the hostages. Like, this is their last thing. They don't want to kill all the hostages.
Wait. How did the hostages get out?
They live.
They live?
I haven't finished yet. So airstrike comes in, and right at the last minute, Nick Cage comes out with these green flares. Like, at the very end, even though he's just stabbed himself, I think. I think it was just after he stabbed himself. He was out with green flares, and I was like, no. It's like slow motion scene where he's running, and he puts the flares out. It's like,
so that they don't
shoot, don't shoot.
Very much like
one guy's
platoon.
Like, and then someone sees it, not the pilots, because they're flying really fast.
They're flying.
Someone else sees it and goes, green flare, abort. And everyone starts going, abort, through the chain.
Oh,
but
shit.
But it's too late. So one guy pushed the button and launched one rocket at Alcatraz.
What?
And Nick Cage is like, boom, and he blew up. He's like, whoa, doing a flying thing through the air. And he's like, whoa, I'm flying.
Wow.
And he lands, everyone lives. But
wait, how'd they get the hostages out, though?
They just took them out. None of them died.
But no. Were the hostages taken out before the airstrike?
The airstrike just hit like a side of Alcatraz. It didn't hit where they all were.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like, why even do that? It was kind of weird. It was like just a last minute tension thing, I think.
Alcatraz isn't a terribly big place.
It felt like it hit the courtyard.
Okay.
Like, they missed
mostly.
I've never been to Alcatraz. You've been to Alcatraz. Is there a courtyard?
It's very small. Yeah, there is a courtyard, but it's not a very big island.
Probably
like
that. I don't know. Well, maybe all the prisoners were inside. In
they
like
were
the
inside.
Deep, like, down area? I don't know. I don't know how Alcatraz works. I've never been there.
You're right.
I'm just going to imagine that there's
Do you want to go to Alcatraz now?
Yes.
Really?
I always wanted to go to Alcatraz.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think it's haunted?
No.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
I don't either.
Well, then there's no reason to think there's any ghosts there. I don't think it's haunted then. Do you think it's haunted?
I'd like to think it's haunted, but I don't believe in ghosts.
Well, that's hard to do. You can't do one or the other.
I think it's haunted. Well, haunted with what? I don't know.
I
spirits.
Don't know. No,
spirits
like
are different
birds,
than ghosts. Birds.
Birds. Lizards.
We're haunted by cockroaches.
What if someone came up out of
that's
like
not,
a like
a haunting,
out of
it's
an apartment
station?
No, that's a haunt.
That's a
they
haunt.
Come out of their apartment, landlord.
Yeah.
Our place is haunted with what? Well, that's crazy. With cockroaches.
No.
They'll be like, you're an idiot. I'm giving back my apartment.
So because it was a Michael Bay movie, was there any obscene homophobia, racism? Any kind of like thing that makes fun of a minority, a fat joke?
Nah, not really.
That's all in the first half then. All
right.
There's a fat black woman who's very funny, right?
Yeah,
she's funny.
Hilarious.
Like, because when they take over Alcatraz, mm-hmm. there's a tour guide and he doesn't have a gun on him because he's a tour guide of Alcatraz and the black lady. So when they take the tourists or when they take the tourists hostage, one of the hostages was a fat black lady. He's like, you don't have a gun. I have a gun. I should have brought my gun. I would have shot them.
Oh, man, she's sassy.
She is so sassy.
So sassy.
There's also a crazy over-the-top gay stylist because Sean Connery has long hair. Remember when they take Sean?
I never saw him with long hair, but mentioned he had long hair.
He had long hair when they took him out of like prison. And so he's like, I want a stylist so I can look good, basically. And so they bring this over-the-top stylist, gay stylist there, and he starts cutting his hair. And he's absurd. Like, he's so, like, there's this, because basically, Sean Connery is, like, a danger to society.
Yeah.
To every, because he's been in jail for, like,
yeah.
so long.
He's
you
also
know?
Not even American.
He's not even an American, so he's even more of a danger. Which, by the way, when Sean Connery visits his daughter, they play, like, Irish winds, like,
oh,
wind
God.
Instruments. Like, it's like they're in the Shire all of a
sudden.
Yeah,
some guy came up to him and was like, my old man's Irish, you know that? I'm like, no one cares.
Nobody cares.
Okay, here's the day. Today I was at WonderCon. I'm going to tell a story.
This has nothing to do with The Rock.
I
okay,
don't care.
So anyway, so back to...
I don't care. This is about racism.
Okay.
Kind of. So me and my friend were arguing about who was whitest because we're both white people.
David?
Yeah, good guess. Yes. My live audience member. We were arguing.
Only have two white
friends. We were just like, who's the whitest? We're looking, you know, looking at our arms and stuff, like comparing. And he's like, oh, I'm not the whitest. I'm like, you totally are. Whatever.
He
anyway,
is totally. You only say that because he's not here.
Well, no, he is. Like, I say that anytime. I can say it to his face. I'll say, you're whiter than me. I don't care.
Look at me. I'm whiter than
you. No,
you're whiter than me.
I am darker than you. Wait, yeah, that's it. That's what I'd say. Why are you clapping like a monkey? All right.
Funny. Okay,
anyway,
go ahead. Yeah.
We're having this conversation. All of a sudden, this guy goes, excuse me. Yeah, I couldn't help but overhear your conversation. And I was like, all right. And I was like, is he going to say like, oh, you're the whitest? Or he's like, you guys are talking about the whitest person. Well, my last name is like this. He named all these like super white names. Mm-hmm. And it's like, my first name is this. My last name is this. And I'm, does this thing, every white person does this. Ask where you're from. Where are you from, man? Oh, well, I'm from England, Ireland, Germany. I'm a little bit of French, and I got some Icelandic genes somewhere. He did that. He came into our conversation and just started talking about himself. Like he didn't like come in and help anything we were saying. He just wanted to tell us how white and he was whiter than us. And I was like, and then he showed his skin off. I'm like, I don't care. Who are you?
This is an A and B conversation. Well, you know those white people, they'll just come into whatever and they don't care if it's yours.
Just take
and
that conversation from you.
Yeah, it's my
this
conversation
my
now.
My conversation now. Look at me. This is my conversation now.
Is that going to be a running gag on our podcast now?
What? Look at me?
Look at me.
I don't think so. We've done that before?
Yeah.
All right. I just don't know.
Three or four
it.
Times. During horns?
I don't
look at
it.
Me. I have horns now.
Oh, yeah, we did.
No, I didn't do that.
Oh.
Either way. You have terrible memory.
I do.
You have the worst.
Yeah, you're right.
So, okay, you like this movie.
I did.
Did you like it as much or more than Scarface? That was the last good movie we saw.
Probably not. It was still really good, but
it was really funny.
It was a different kind of movie.
Yeah, definitely.
Was there any more racist bigotry stuff? Sorry, that's what we were on to talk about.
The guy who drove the trolley was a black guy. And he's like, my baby, my beautiful baby. Mm-hmm. Like, because his trolley got, like, exploded. You know, there was a lot of just making fun of people at the expense of their.
Just it sounds like super stereotypes.
I mean, that's Michael
like,
Bay.
It sounds like it sounds like cookie cutter characters and like, if we write this person and have like a deep, intricate backstory. Nah, just make them sassy.
Do you think Michael Bay is like a racist?
He started off directing car commercials and anyone does that. Probably racist. Just throwing everyone under the bus right
anyone
now.
Anyone who directs car commercials.
He started
part
off that
of the
way.
KKK.
Yeah.
I'm aware that he directed car commercials, but you can totally tell in this film because they really show up.
You can totally tell he's racist in this film.
No, just that he probably directed car commercials.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this movie. I thought Nicolas Cage was really funny in this film.
I love Sean Connery.
Yeah.
I love that man.
Do you love him more than I love Brendan Fraser?
No.
I didn't
your
think so.
Love of Brendan Fraser will never end.
No, it's unending.
It's unending.
Is it going to be sad when Sean Connery dies to you?
Yeah, but he wasn't doing much. It's like, oh, we'll never see another Sean Connery movie. What? Because he's retired.
Is he retired?
He said, like, I think someone was asking, like, are you going to come back for the next Indiana Jones movie when the fourth one's coming out? And he's like, I would, but I'm having too much fun being retired.
He's fucking bitches.
Yeah, he's just having.
Have you seen a bad, well, I guess clearly, because you've seen League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I was going to say, have you seen a bad Sean Connery movie?
And there's some James Bond movies that aren't that great. Well.
Yeah. I haven't seen him as James Bond.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen
a lot of James Bond movies.
I've seen quite a lot.
I feel like you
there
have.
Some really, why?
I don't know. You seem like the kind of guy who's seen a lot of James Bond
why
films.
Why is that?
You're white.
I knew it. But David Seymour, he's whiter.
I bet he was in a couple.
He's just there. It's like an infant.
Are you looking forward to the most recent?
Yes, I am.
I bet you are. Whitey.
God.
They're the whitest of the white, like those recent James Bond films.
Why?
They're so white. There's not a black face in the crowd in that film.
Well, that's because they're in England.
That's true.
But it doesn't make sense. No. That.
Anyway.
I don't know how to get off this conversation. Like, this is weird.
Yeah. Anyway, either way, I really like The Rock and I want to see, honestly, I want to see the whole movie. I really want to check the rest of this film out.
You should do it. It's really good.
You should see the first half.
I should, but I feel like the first half is just boring stuff.
No.
It sounds boring.
It's not boring.
It's
when Nicolas Cage is on. Even when there's talking, Nicolas Cage, like.
Oh, there's this dope moment. Sorry, continue.
No, you go ahead.
No.
I was just going to say, watch it because Nicolas Cage. Go.
Dope moment is when they're first beat up and then, you know, after they're getting out of the sewer.
Right.
They're at the place where like a whole bunch of the missiles are. And they see a guy, the guard, and he starts shooting at him with an automatic gun. And then Sean Connery's like, I got a pistol. And gets down and shoots his feet because he can't undercover. Shoots his feet. The guy falls down and he's still shooting. And no, he either throws a grenade or something. No, I think he just keeps shooting. And then Sean Connery sees an AC unit above, and he starts shooting the AC unit instead of shooting the guy.
Yeah.
And the AC unit falls on his head.
Oh.
And then Nick Cage is like trying to disarm stuff, and the guy's legs like twitching, even though he's like dead. And he's like, "Can you stop that? Can you make it stop?" And he's like, "What do you want me to kill him again?" I was like, "That part's great. That was a
That's
great part.
Awesome.
It's good."
I really liked Sean Connery in this movie.
Yes.
You should see the first half. He's really good in it. He actually does some legitimate acting too.
Legitimate acting as opposed to all the stuff I saw, or he's just doing fake acting.
He's doing insanity is what I'm saying. Like he's not like really like getting into the character. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay.
Like he has this great scene with him and his daughter and it's really cute and adorable. And he's like, you know, cause he's like, I want to be a better father. Like I want you to like respect me. And he's like, do you think I did it? Do you think I'm a bad guy? She goes, no. And he goes, well, that's the first step. And now we can build a better like father-daughter relationship off of this. That's not exactly what he says.
Mm-hmm. Being as a convicted criminal now?
Well, he's not really. Like, he's a convicted criminal.
He can't go around anymore, though. Like, the thing is, he's basically dead. He's got to be off the grid now.
See, that's interesting. Because when Ed Harris is telling all of the military people about, like, this one mission, he's like, if you do this, you can't be on American soil anymore.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting because actually, like, that's actually really cool because then he also says there's going to be lies told about you. You're going to be called a terrorist. You're going to be called a villain or a criminal. And, you know, your family is going to be thinking that. And that's all things that happen to Sean Connery because his family thinks that he's a convict. He clearly can't come back to America. You know, like, that's really interesting. I didn't even think.
That's good. Too bad everyone else just that he told that teacher just died.
Yeah.
Nobody lived.
Everyone died. So do you see Sean Connery? Like, is it like the end of Shawshank Redemption? He's on like
the very end is him
of a beach and he's like
pretty much the Alcatraz is an island so there's a beach everywhere.
That's true.
So he just disappears. Nick Cage is, you know, tells him to lie that he's dead,
that he's vaporized.
What he does at one point though is he gives Sean Connery a note at the very end and is like Nick Cage is like, I'm gonna take a vacation like Maui or something, and he's like, right. No, you're going to Kansas. Well, like some city in Kansas. Mm-hmm. Nick Cage is like, oh wow, okay. And he gives him his address. He's like, I don't want to go to Kansas. He's like, well, I guess I will. So he goes to Kansas in his beige Volvo that he loves so much.
He loves that Volvo.
With his girlfriend, and he goes to a church and he like steals something from the church. I don't know, because he tells him where it is. He's like at the front pew to the left or something, like under the pew or something. I don't know. He steals that, comes back to leave, and the last scene is Nick Cage driving out with his girlfriend. And he's looking at this microfilm, and microfilm's like, hey, honey.
With all the secrets.
Honey, you want to know who really killed JFK? And that was it.
That's stupid. That's the dumbest thing.
It's pretty dumb.
That's very dumb. Do you know why they're called pews?
Why?
Because people fart on them. All right. So that's our episode.
That's a good episode.
Of The Rock.
Uh-huh.
And, thank you for listening.
Like us on, favorite us on... God, I'm never going to get this right. I keep wanting to say like us on iTunes.
Facebook.
Like us on Facebook.
Follow us on iTunes. Rate us on iTunes.
You don't follow us on iTunes.
Do you not follow us on iTunes?
No,
you subscribe.
Wait, you subscribe.
That's same.
You can rate. I want the rates.
I want rates.
Please
rate us on iTunes.
Wow, that was a Freudian slip. Jeez, Mike. My God.
Trigger warning. Rate us on iTunes. And leave a comment.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Leave some comments. Send us an email.
Send us an email.
Email at thehalfpodcast.com. Send us an email. Tell us some movies. Try to make them obscure-ish.
Yeah. The more obscure, the better, man.
The more obscure, the better. If they're mainstream, go ahead, shoot those anyway. We'd like to see an email from you.
Yeah, we're planning some really great mainstream movies coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got some ideas cooking.
Yeah, some ideas
is that it? I guess that's it.
I think that's it. And follow us on Twitter. We have a Twitter.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter.
The other half pod at Twitter. So anyway, yeah. Thanks. I don't know how to end this one.
You know what you have to say.
Good night, Mom.
It's actually night outside. So it's all right.
Yeah, makes sense. 'She texted me today. She's like, I can't wait to finish your podcast.
Aw.
I know. And she said, I'm going to look it up real quick. She said the most adorable thing. She said, this is actually kind of sad. She said, we are enjoying your latest podcast. Tonight we're going to finish the other half. It was great hearing your voice.
Aw.
That's so cute.
That is cute. Please call.
Oh.
We miss you.
I'm too busy recording podcasts.
My Saturdays are taken up.
I have to record a 40-minute podcast all day.